This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and you know, I told you about this company back last year, and then I told you about the company when they were on the show back on November 30th. At that time, you could have bought the stock around 23, 24 cents. If you did, you're a happy camper, because now it's trading over 92 cents a share. We're talking no other than GB Sciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GBLX, and with us today, we're lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, John Poss. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I'm really pleased to be here with you again.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners since the last time you were on the show. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe give us a about statement of your company and how you guys make your money.
Yes. GBS, GB Sciences, is a science-based cannabis company that has three business focuses. The first is cannabis products. We cultivate and extract oil from high-quality cannabis that we grow in clean rooms. We produce some of the highest testing cannabis in Nevada. That's the first focus. The second focus is we're a biotech biopharma company. We've developed evidence-based cannabis compounds to treat specific diseases, including Parkinson's and inflammation and pain and even heart disease. And the third and another interesting aspect for our company and business focus is genetics and tissue. We've developed tissue propagation, which is the best way to propagate cannabis, and we've perfected that tissue culture and now join with the Louisiana State University LSU Ag Center to collect and store cannabis strains and develop specific GMO strains to meet the future needs of the emerging cannabis industry. So all of those things are important to us, and they're what we do. The idea is to create a cash flow story from our cannabis products, that is, generate strong cash flows from a multi-state footprint. And then secondly, to have moonshots, a major upside from the medical formulations and the development of proprietary genetics. So that's we do a lot, and it's all science-based, but that's who we are.
You know, I saw in a couple of your press releases, one about your first tissue culture, and then the second one, you brought somebody on new, I believe her name is Dr. Small. Can you give us a little bit of update on two of those bases?
Well, first of all, it's Andrea Small Howard, Dr. Andrea Small Howard,
yes.
She's been around since the beginning with me, and she is our chief science officer. She has a PhD in microbiology from USC, and also an MBA from USC, and she heads up all of our scientific activities in the biopharma and biotech space. She has been in the industry probably for 15 years, been studying cannabis, and we were lucky that she joined us at the beginning. And it's her research team, combined with Dr. Helen Turner at Chaminade University, and a bunch of different collaborators at other universities. She's developed specific cannabis formulations that embrace the entourage effect, and we filed provisional patents on three of those compounds. We have a neurological compound that treats, but we're focusing on Parkinson's with that one.
Yep.
We have an inflammation one, and finally a heart disease and then a pain formulation. And she's responsible for all of that being developed in our company. And she's now in the early stages, well, actually the mid stage of planning a clinical trial for our Parkinson's compound here in Nevada in conjunction with the Cleveland Clinic. I don't know if you saw the press release a week or so ago that Dr. Zoltan Miras has joined our scientific advisory team and will be leading, or he will either be the principal investigator on the Parkinson's trial or alternatively one of his staff members will be. But Zoltan is heads up the Cleveland Clinic's Parkinson practice here in Nevada. He's an eminent physician, was head of the Parkinson's unit at John Hopkins before coming to the Cleveland Clinic's branch here in Nevada. So we're very excited about what the team she's recruited and the plan she has for the trials, and things are progressing very, very well on that front. We hope sometime in the last quarter, perhaps, of this year, the launch start admitting patients to the trial.
Wow, that's exciting.
We're very excited about that. Yeah, and that's one of our moonshots. Can you imagine what this company would be worth?
Oh, my gosh.
An effective Parkinson's compound.
Absolutely.
And it's true for the other formulations as well, but we're approaching them sequentially. We're a small company. We can only do, one trial at a time right now. But if we get any kind of positive results out of that trial, I'm sure we will attract some partners with big capital to take this through the rest of the FDA process.
You know, John, you were on the show, like I said, on November 30th. At that time, you guys were just starting to eke out some revenues. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe in one quarter, you guys did $320,000 to $360,000. June, July, August, something like that, or July, August, to September. But at that time, you mentioned, you said, hey, Everett, what our projections are, we'd like to do about, $500,000 a month going forward with some of our partners. That way we could partner up. So I'm asking you, where are we at today? And give us the status plans for 2018.
Sure. Be happy to. First of all, the reason of that 320 was the first quarter that we reported revenues, and we were burning in, if you will, our cultivation facility. Since that time, we're consistently selling between $400,000 and $500,000 a month. We're selling everything we can grow.
Wow.
Some months it's a little higher than $500,000. Some it's lower. It depends on the number of spins, because remember, we stagger our cultivation rooms to bloom rooms to produce consistent harvest. So that is one harvest after another of a different room. And it depends on how many you harvest in a month as to what your sales are for that month. But it ends up being around 450, just short of what I projected back then. And that's going really well and continues to go well. What has really kept us from reaching, going over the 500, was the delays in getting our production license. All of the sales that I described are from flower, and by the way, our flower is testing extremely well here. We had one strain recently tested that yielded the highest results in terms of total cannabinoids and terpenes of any specimen that had been submitted for testing in Nevada.
That's amazing.
We're getting a greater than 20% in everything, and we even got THC as high as 33% in that particular strain, which is off the charts high in THC. So we're doing a good job of cultivating. I think it's really it's a product of the way we grow. As I've told listeners before, we use clean rooms. This looks like a pharmaceutical operation, not a cannabis grow. And we've had many, many, many visitors through here, many of which were very experienced and have seen lots and lots of cannabis cultivations. And they all say this is the finest cultivation facility, most high-tech cannabis facility in the United States. And we're really proud of it. But it's small. It's at 180 lights right now. We're getting extremely good yields because the plants are very happy in this environment. And what's even better is we're getting consistent results. We control the genetics through our tissue propagation. Therefore, we get the same thing every time. And it doesn't drift, as is a common problem through cloning.
Absolutely.
So if you control the tissue and then you have a highly controlled growing environment where it's the same every time, you get the same plant every time. So you have a consistency of product, a consistency of consumer experience, which is why at most of the dispensaries we wholesale to, the bud tenders recommend our flower. And it's sold under the brand Cultivation Labs. So we're really proud of that, and yes, we're conceiving the consistent results, but we've had delays in getting our production license. I'm happy to report, which is our extraction capability, which has limited our revenues. So we've passed the 80-20 test, which is, I don't know, I'm sorry, using industry jargon, but in the licensing process in Nevada, you have to have you build your facility, then you have an inspection. It's called the 80-20, where you get a punch list of things you got to resolve. You go resolve those things, and then within a few weeks, you get your license. So we're in that stage right now where we've submitted our responses to the 80-20, and we expect to be granted our license in the next, I'd say 2 weeks max. And the great news about that is, as we've announced in previous press releases, that we signed a deal with Cura. Cura is one of the largest oil producers in the United States. They're in 22 states. They produce very high-quality products. Well, they're going to operate under our license and operate at our facility, and we're going to receive a royalty off of their oil sales. So with the Cura deal, with the production license and the Cura deal starting up, we'll be adding another, over the next couple of months, another $200,000 to $300,000 to monthly sale without any increase in the cultivation.
That's amazing.
So that's good news. For 18, all our eyes are focused on expansion of our production capability. The listeners may not be aware, but we signed last year a deal with the Los Coyotes Indian Tribe in California on developing cannabis operation on their 35,000 acre reservation. We're waiting on really a clarification, the rules under the new California legislation before we can move forward with that. But we're set up to be in California. We're actually just started construction on a 10,000 square foot greenhouse, 10,000 square foot canopy greenhouse in rural Clark County here in Nevada, just 40 miles from Vegas. We finished fifth in Texas, so we're waiting, good things to happen in Texas, and we'll be granted. There are only three licensees in Texas today. It's a small market because of legislative limitations on what they can sell and produce, but we expect Texas to clear up in the next year or two, and when it does, we'll have a license there, and we think that'll be probably the third largest market in the United States. Texas will be. And finally, and certainly not least importantly, we won the bid at LSU. We're now partners with LSU. The facility is under construction as we speak. We're hoping that we'll be producing cannabis from that operation by the third quarter of this year. And that'll be great for Louisiana and certainly great for our company. But even more importantly, the relationship with LSU opened up the doors for us to work with them on our genetics and tissue. They were very intrigued by how far we've gotten with tissue propagation. As far as I know, we're one of the few cultivators in the United States that uses tissue propagation for its new plants. And they want to take that and work with us, and we're going to create a tissue bank there to store all the various strains. We're going to develop, right now, as crazy as it sounds, there's no cryopreservation technique for cannabis.
That's amazing.
That is, how can you freeze tissue and use it 10 years from now? We're going to do that. They've done it for other plants. We know we can do it. It's just a matter of doing the work to get it perfected for cannabis. And from that, we'll be able to create a huge resource of all the strains, as many as we can collect, and from those strains, start doing crosses in anticipation of the future of this industry. Big Ag and Big Tobacco have already just tied up thousands of acres for future cannabis, outdoor cannabis and hemp, cannabis and hemp cultivation after deregulation occurs or rescheduling occurs. They're going to need tissue. They're going to need GMO seeds that are resistant to certain pests, resistant to certain chemicals, etc., or environmental conditions. Well, LSU has been doing this for years. They've developed and make a lot. LSU makes a lot of money off selling GMO cotton, GMO rice, GMO sweet potato seeds to the industry. So we see a huge potential for this partnership with LSU in developing the genetics so that cannabis. Right now we have this problem of strain fraud. No, it may say strawberry cough or space cake or something, but it'll be different every time you consume it, because if you consume any flower, because of genetic drift.
Exactly. And there's no consistency.
And so, yeah, so we're going to be able to produce a genetically certified strain or either tissue or seeds for genetically certified strains, and therefore hopefully develop a certification program where if it says it's a GBS tissue or GBS plant, regardless of the strain, you know you'll be getting what you thought you're getting. And you'll have a consistent consumer experience, which is essential, I think, for this industry to ultimately thrive.
GB Science is a company that we're highlighting today. John, we're kind of running out of time. I want my listeners to take a look at it. I recommended the stock when it was at 24 cents. It's at 92 cents today. Still very, very undervalued. Go ahead.
Let me correct you. The whole cannabis market is getting banged today. I think we're at about 65 cents right now.
All right. Well, we're down a little bit. So this is a great buying opportunity at 65 cents. I recommended the stock at 24 cents on November 30th. And with us today is John Pawson. He is the CEO of the company. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GBLX. John, I'll give you the closing arguments.
You know, we're very excited about what we're doing. We're a science-based company, and we're doing this job for one reason, is to help patients. And in our view, anyone who consumes cannabis is a patient and deserves the highest quality cannabis they can possibly get, and that's us.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Please come back in a month or two and give us an update.
Happy to do it, Everett. You take care, my friend.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.